Mind on the Job by Ashley Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock.
And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
We're always busy marching to and fro. And patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol,
and patrol.
From dusk till dawn, we're always on the go.
The ants are busy building a new nest. All except Iris Ant, who sits on a mossy rock, staring into the treetops, daydreaming of playing volley puff amongst the high branches. Sergeant Ant marches in.
Enough daydreaming! There's work to be done!
Iris does not appear to listen. Sergeant Ant repeats himself, this time more firmly.
Iris Ant, I'm talking to you! We have a lot of work to do!
He points to the ants busy with their building work.
You can join the collectors, the shapers, or the builders. You can't just sit there daydreaming, so which will it be?
Iris moans.
I don't really know, Sarge. It looks hard. It's boring.
Sergeant Ant shrugs and bustles Iris towards the collectors. Iris drags her feet, marching out into the forest with a groan. Finding a good clump of dirt, she heaves it into her arms and joins the line heading back toward the building site. Iris catches sight of a dandelion and thinks to herself what a wonderful volley puff ball it would make. She drops the dirt clump, reaching out for the fluffy flower. The ant behind her trips on the dirt clump and the whole line of collectors crashes together in a multi-ant pileup. Sergeant Ant runs over to investigate.
What's going on here?
Everyone points at Iris. Sergeant Ant sighs.
Maybe you'll make a better shaper than you will a collector.
He leads Iris to the shaper's area, where all the ants are busily crafting bricks. Iris does her best to work herself into their mechanical rhythm, shaping one brick after another. Iris's thoughts soon start to drift. Thinking of dandelion heads, Iris serves a dirt clump to another ant as if it were a volley puff ball. But it's not a volley puff ball. Instead of bouncing fluffily off the shaper's ant's head, it explodes into a shower of dirt. The shaper ant growls at Iris as she stands in shocked silence. She didn't even realise what she was doing. A cry erupts from somewhere in the crowd.
Dirt war!
The shapers erupt into an all-out dirt brick war. Sergeant Ant charges into the chaos.
What's going on here? Who started this?
Everyone points at Iris. Sergeant Ant sighs.
Maybe you'll make a better builder than a shaper.
He leads Iris to the builder's area. The ants are building walls, columns and tunnels from newly shaped bricks, ensuring that each brick is leveled by using their dripstick. Sergeant Ant hands Iris a dripstick and she joins the production line with a moan.
Oh, this looks like the most boring job of all.
For the first few bricks, Iris uses her dripstick to make sure each brick is perfectly level. Distracted by a dandelion floating by, Iris puts her dripstick aside. She continues building her wall, laying the bricks in wonky piles. Iris does not notice that her slapdash wall is about to topple. The builder ants cry out in alarm as the wall tumbles down. Nobody is hurt, but they are very upset as they crawl from the rubble. Sergeant Ant rushes over to investigate.
What's going on here? Who is responsible for this?
Everyone points at Iris, who is now very upset. Sergeant Ant sighs. He doesn't know what to do with Iris. Hoppy Ant steps in with a smile, taking Iris aside.
What happened, Iris?
Through her tears, Iris explains.
Oh, it's too hard. I keep making mistakes and everyone's annoyed with me. I can't keep my mind on the job.
Hoppy smiles.
I can help you become a better collector, shaper and builder. If you want, I can give you a few tips on how to stay focused so you get the job done.
Iris looks up, hopeful.
I'll take any help I can get.
Hoppy smiles and says,
First, Iris, tune in to notice. So you pay full attention to Sergeant Ant's instructions. Ears listening, eyes looking, lips closed, hands and feet still. Next, tune into your thinking. Tune out unhelpful thoughts like, this is boring. Unhelpful thoughts stop you from trying your best and getting the job done. Instead, Iris, tune into your helpful thoughts, Say to yourself, I can do this. Helpful thoughts boost your energy and keep you on track. Third iris, tune into your self-talk. When you start daydreaming, use your words. Tell yourself, stop, listen, focus on what I should be doing. Finally, tune in to focus. Use a plan to help you stay focused and get the job done. Say to yourself, what is the job? Get started. Ignore distractions, daydreams, and others who distract me. Stick to the job. Try my best and check my work. With those tips, I think you'll make a fantastic collector, shaper, or builder.
Iris thanks Hoppy as she heads back to the nest building activities. Sergeant Ant asks Iris which team she would like to join. Iris tunes out her unhelpful thoughts and replies brightly,
I'll try anything, Sarge.
Tuning in to notice, she pays full attention to Sergeant Ant's instructions.
Just tell me where to start.
Sergeant Ant smiles, surprised by the energy in Iris's voice.
Let's try you with the collectors again.
Iris joins the collector line with a spring in her step. She finds a good piece of dirt, heaves it into her arms, and gets back into line. She sees the same dandelion that distracted her earlier, but tunes into her self-talk. Telling herself,
stop and focus.
Soon, the tempting dandelion is out of sight and out of mind. Sergeant Ant is pleased with her progress. He suggests she try a bit of shaping. Iris joins the shapers, kneading the dirt clumps into bricks. When the job starts to become boring, she tunes into helpful thinking.
Just get on with it and try my best.
Sergeant Ant, impressed with Iris's new discipline, suggests she try a bit of building. Iris is up for it. She joins the builders, laying brick after brick. Iris carefully ensures with a dripstick that each brick is level before she goes to fetch a new one. To avoid daydreaming about fun things like Volley Puff, Iris tunes in to focus. She asks herself,
what is the job?
Using her self-talk, she continues,
get started, ignore distractions, stick to the job and try my best.
Before she has a moment for a single daydream, the nest is complete. Pleased with their efforts, the ants assemble before their new home. Sergeant Ant stands on a mound to award one ant the Worker of the Day Award.
Today's award goes to Iris Ant, the best all-round collector, shaper and builder in the colony.
All the ants cheer as Iris accepts her award. Ant Patrol was written by Ashling Mulverhill and Dr. Deborah Sherlock. This audiobook was performed by Joshua Tyler and Emily Rose Brennan. It was directed by Joshua Tyler, produced by Natalie Palomo and Joshua Tyler of Collide. Sound and music by Studio Ripple. Ant Patrol is the property of Master Institute Publications. To find out more, go to masterprogram.com.au.